Donovan, thanks very much for your time this afternoon. Iran has made it clear that it's not interested in negotiations. Did Trump actually bite off more than he can chew? Because, you know, once bitten, twice shy from the Iranian side. And the Americans are telling Trump, have you learned nothing from the Iraq nightmare that we went through?
Look, I think it was back in 1918 when Senator Hiram Johnson said that the first casualty of war is the truth. So always, whenever there's a war, we have to be careful what we get from the various sides, so as to make certain that you do not become a propagandist in a way. If we look at the actions and the statements over the past weekend, because I'll say that because today we are just on Tuesday, that you had Iran issue a statement. Essentially, you know, being very clear that they were open for negotiations, but for those negotiations, what they wanted was that they wanted a guarantee, an ironclad guarantee for that matter, that this war will never happen again. In other words, they won't be attacked again by Israel and the United States. They also wanted all U.S. military bases, which is has proven to be a threat to them, to be out of West Asia, shut down, and they wanted compensation as well from the U.S. and Israel for all the damage done, and they wanted a complete end on their terms. So that was their negotiation demands, which could be discussed. Now that could have opened up negotiations, but what Trump did, he responded immediately on the Friday when they issued that, and instead of negotiating, he tried to strong arm. So if you recall, he said, open the Straits of Hormuz, within 2 days. Okay. Now, he said that on the Friday, American time, when Wall Street closes. So you had the weekend. And then on the Monday morning, he turns around and says, because that's now the 48 hours gone, right? Says, no, there have been productive discussions with Iran. And he's not going to their conditions. He's raised nothing about what they have raised. And, you know, we're going to look at there's productive discussions. There can be a way out of this and so forth. And what that does to the oil price, it yo-yos, right?
Yeah.
It surges to 240 points. And that's like basically $2 trillion in the market, right?
Yeah.
Right? And then when Iran, like nearly 30 minutes, it's about 27 minutes later, that Iran issues a statement saying, no. You will come in now. No, we have had no discussions with this guy at all. Then the S&P, you know, there's 120 points easing, $1 trillion is in market cap, is gone. So it is a game he's playing with the markets in ways as well.
Yeah, but he's done this before, Donovan, and it was proven that it was a situation of him enriching those around him with manipulating the markets and playing up and down with the markets. And you look at oil goes up by 2.53%. The highest price that oil has gone to was $147.50. That was the highest amount ever recorded, for oil. But clearly the move on the Americans' part was not well thought out, given that the Straits of Hormuz has been open to others, but not to Israel, United States, and its allies. So basically, he's shooting himself in his own foot.
Precisely, because at the same time, you have had, with the exception of Great Britain, was relented and allowed their bases to be used, important bases, the Garcia Island and so forth, that other, including Canada, has said they don't want any part of this. NATO has essentially said, the NATO forces essentially said they don't want any part of this. Trump, so what you had is a situation where Trump said, you need assistance, even telling China, for that matter, you need the Straits of Hormuz to be open, so come and help us, right? Then indicating that, we're going to send troops. And this is all happening within, like, you know, hours or day or so of each other. We're going to send troops to the island there by the Straits of Hormuz. I can't recall the name now, right? We're going to send, so that's boots on the ground, which he doesn't want. then moving and saying we're having productive discussions, then saying, oh no, but we've killed all their leadership, so who are they having discussions with? All right, so that's why I started saying that the first casualty is the truth. And if you recall back in the first Iraqi war, there was a chemical Ali who became known as Comical Ali. The second Iraqi war, when he was saying there's no one marching into Baghdad and so forth, saying all of those things because he was being given this information, and next thing you know, Baghdad is taken over by the NATO troops led by the US. And Trump is coming across like Comical Ali, where he says things that cannot be proven. Yes, he's playing games with the markets. Every week he seems to do this, but it's more than just that. It's that he really believed this is what it's coming through as. And his ego is not going to allow him to see that. He really believed 3-4 days, the decapitation program on the leadership would occur, and people in Iran would rise up, and they would be begging to say, can we sort this out? And he's finding out this is not the case.
Chatting this afternoon to Donovan Williams, international relations analyst and Mail and Guardian columnist. Your problem here is that in a Truth Social post, he wanted to, you know, that if Iran doesn't comply within that 48 hours, he said that he will obliterate various power plants and he will go in and do this and do that and do that. And then he retracted that. Was it just basically to chase up the oil price, or was it an actual strategic plan on his part? Because I was watching a number of things to say that during 2025 already, they were sitting towards the end of 2025, October, November, that they were sitting and planning this war.
Look, that's what many observers are wondering. That, did you not think that the Strait of Hormuz would be closed up, you know, and many other matters, or that you didn't really understand the type of ballistic missiles Iran had, the types of drones they had, and so forth? And so that's what has become now a key demand from Trump, that he not only wants to bomb Iran, that they are supposedly defeated, he needs to bomb their ability to produce missiles. Which is a different matter. So it's no more about nuclear. But notice as well, when he responded with the 48-hour to allow Iran's list of demands, Iran responded to the 48-hour ultimatum of his by targeting Saudi Arabia's oil fields. The UAE's energy grid was also targeted. Desalination plants in the Gulf were targeted, as well as U.S. infrastructure. Ally infrastructure across the region. So they responded, not comprehensively, but showing that they still have firepower. Hence, therefore, the Monday as well, talking about 5 days now that we're having discussions. So it's not just an oil thing, it's that, no, hold on, don't hit those, because let's be serious, the frontline states, those GCC states, on one hand are saying, they're speaking in both sides as well, on both sides of their cheek in many ways. On one hand, they say, no, you know, this is unfair that you're targeting us. But at the same time, they're allowing United States air bases, which they pay for, right, to be utilized.
I think the Americans are actually very much in a situation and in a world of dreams if they think that, you know, by destroying every Iranian scientist finding and bombing, you know, houses and bombing areas in and around Iran, that they're actually going to get to a nuclear weapons, because nuclear weapons was the actual reason that was given for the entry into this particular war. And that's Donovan Williams. Thank you so much for your time, international analyst and Mail and Guardian columnist, chatting to us this afternoon.